She can sing, can't she? That was good. That was good, Miss Joan. I know it wasn't easy if you come here and do that, but the Lord bless you and blessed us through it. I'm glad, too. I'm just like her. I'm also glad those that fought for us. If you're in the service of the Lord, Paul said we're soldiers, too. So you may have been a soldier in the armed forces. You might have been a soldier of the Lord then, but if you're a soldier of the Lord now, what a blessing that is, too. Now, I'd like to say, how many we have here that's served in our military in any form, fashion? We'll just stand up. We want to recognize you this morning. Yeah, praise God. Thank y'all. Well, you know why I didn't go? They were drafting. I didn't sign up. And I was married. So I got put down a little further list. So they were really drafting pretty heavy during the Vietnam War. We got out of school. So anyway, I'm thankful those that went and fought for us. I know I had three brothers and one of them here this morning, Leroy. 6 years in a row, I know Mama was doing a lot of praying. So 6 years in a row, one of them was over there, coming back and forth. But God had mercy on them and brought them home. Amen? I'm thankful for that. I'm glad for our freedom that we have. Not everywhere in all over the world you can stand and preach the gospel like we can here in this country. And folks, we don't need to take that for granted. We need to say, Lord, continue to let us have it, proclaim it, and live it for the glory of God. We've got your Bibles for a few moments this morning. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter number 33. Got two or three verses, the Lord, I believe. I said to the Lord, He's laying these verses on my heart. I don't know a whole lot to say about them. So I may be brief. Wouldn't guarantee that, but I probably will be. They're pretty explanatory themselves. But I don't know if you'll get the blessing, just from reading that I've been getting out of them, from reading them. You'll be blessed. Deuteronomy chapter number 33. I'd like to read verse number 26, 27, and 28. There are none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency, and his ecstasy on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He shall thrust out the enemy before thee, and shall say, destroyeth him. Israel then shall dwell in the safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Notice what he said in verse number 27, particularly, the eternal God is our refuge. Underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and he shall say, destroy him. Would you pray with me this morning? Our Father, I want to thank you for the privilege of breaking forth the bread of life here this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this people you brought together. We know none of us here by accident this morning, God. We hear in the providence and the provision of your eternal counsel and will. And God, we ever give you praise for all that you've done for us and doing today, and that you're going to do in the future. And I ask your blessing now on this scripture this morning. I pray that you'd open it up unto us in likeness to your word. Our Father, we pray, open heaven upon our soul and heaven upon our heart. And God, may you speak to us and through us this morning. And God, we'll ever thank you for all that you're doing. May your word go forth now and accomplish that that's pleasing to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God's an eternal God, isn't he? Amen. You know, we look in this passage of scripture, you'll see the fact of the matter that God's everywhere. He's in the sky above us. He's all around us, encamped around about us, and he's underneath us. But this underneath here is really something to begin to think about it. You know, a lot of people wonder where the bottom is. Sometimes people say, I've just got as low as you can get. But if you get pretty low down, I'm talking about low in spirit or get down discouraged, whatever position you might get in, just remember one thing. God is somewhere. Where is it? He's underneath you. Amen. I looked up in the concordance and I didn't find but three places. And I never did look at the back, but it's in two other places, I think, Deuteronomy. You'll find this word underneath. But I'm glad God's under us. You know what that's saying to me? Amen. Where is God? Somebody said, where is God? Well, you tell me where he's not. Amen. He's everywhere. But I'm glad this morning that he's under us. That's telling me that he is supporting us. You may think, listen, I was thinking about they was crossing that river of Jordan. He was under them, thank God. He opened her up and they went across on dry land. He was under them. Don't you know they was looking at that water and say, I don't know about that. I was thinking about old Peter when he was walking on the water. Guess what? He was under him, although he was right there beside him, reached down, picked him up. Listen, God said he'd never leave us. He said he'd never forsake us. Thank God he is an eternal God. And this verse number 26 says that he's in the heavens above us. And he said he's beneath us. And listen, when he's above us and beneath us and all around about us, you can't get any better than that. He's God. And I'm telling you this morning, you got something to get excited about. Mm. I was thinking about we singing that song. We're living on the hallelujah side. We better getting on there. And we're not going to where it's going to be dead. We're going where it's going to be much alive. People are going to be praising God. If you can get just one glimpse. I want a field kid preached one time on the glimpses of glory. And you know what? If we get some glimpses of glory, we might get excited here because we're living on the verge and on the edge of eternal glory and eternal praises of God. And listen, if you want to get on the hallelujah side, you're going where it's going to be hallelujah and praise God and glory to God on the eternities of heaven. Listen, it's time we get in on some of it now. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven to enjoy your salvation. Hallelujah. You see what God done for us in the past? You see what he's going to do for us? He's doing for us in the present. You see what he's going to do for us in the future? Amen. But in this passage of scripture, he said in verse number 27, he said, the eternal God is thy refuge. Now, what is a refuge? A refuge is a place of safety. It was a place they could run to, even if they got in trouble. They'd run from their enemies, they'd run from those who were after them, and they would be in a place of safety. And I want to tell you, God is our what? Eternal God is our refuge. You know what? I like the word eternal. Eternal means God is eternal. He's ever, always has been, always is, always will be. He's a great I am. And he's an eternal God. And he's our refuge. He's a place of safety. One day, thank God. Listen, he picked me up out of my sin, Brother Raymond, and brought that verse that we just sung a while ago. He brought us up out of that old horrible pit and of sin into a place of refuge. Listen, where sin delivered us from this bondage and from the power of it and from the penalty of it, thank God. He's a refuge and he's an eternal God. Always has been, he is, and he always will be. He's my safety. He's my dwelling place. He's my place. He's where I'm abiding, where I abide. He's a place. He's the mansion. The place that I'm living in and abiding in is a refuge, a safety in God. Yes, sir. You don't have to worry. He's eternal. Now, you got a lot of people say to do away with the word eternal in the Bible. I like it just like it is. He is eternal. It don't make no difference, Brother Raymond, he's talking about eternal life or eternal destruction, eternal burnings, eternal out darkness, and eternal hell. I'm telling you, the word means eternal, but when he says he gives us eternal life, and he says he's an eternal God, that's what he means. Eternal. Hallelujah. What does that mean? That means I'm going to live forever. So this is an eternal God we're dealing with. Not one of shortness. Not one for a little while. It's eternal. And he is our refuge, a place of safety. Where's my security at? In him. In him. That's my refuge. Glory to God. Refuge in a time of storm. Refuge in a time of temptation. Refuge in a time of trouble. In a time of sorrow. In a time he's that refuge. Does this in a place of safety and security and help that we can find in him. When they got to that city of refuge, oh, they couldn't get to him. They were safe. Glory to God. No matter how the devil tries and how the devil comes against you, God's our eternal refuge and he's an eternal God. He's got a place of safety and security for us in him. Hey, does that excite you? Not me, but does that word excite you? Quit worrying. Quit fretting. He's a refuge. Storm coming. I got to think about this. I went by somewhere the other day. I forgot where it was. It said it's a storm shelter. I mean, it's a storm thing. It bury them in the ground, you know. It's got to look, must have a star. I never really looked in one that much. But yeah, I guess you go down in it and got a pipe sticking out. I guess we get some air. But anyway, it's a place, you know, it's a place you can get in when the storm's coming. Guess what? We got one to get in. It's in him. Eternal God. Our refuge. Storm while the wind blowing. While it's a howling. While the wickedness is coming against us. There's a safe place in him. Glory to God. Quit worrying. Quit biting your fingernails off. Hey, can't bite mine. They're too greasy most of the time. But you know what? You don't have to. We've got a safety one. We can lean on him. He's my refuge. That's not all he said he was. He says, our eternal God is our refuge. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Unders are arms that are everlasting. Not arms that are wore out. Not arms that are weak. But arms that are powerful. Arms that is underneath us to hold us up. And we lean on him. Rest on him. Has it ever occurred to you? Nothing new has ever occurred to God. He knows everything. And can you imagine his everlasting arms underneath us? He can uphold you. You know, when I was thinking about when I was reading this, I said, Lord, surely if you're upholding the word, this world by the word of your power, surely if you're underneath us and you are, you said you was, you can uphold us. You know our problem is? We just won't cast ourselves on him. What did he say? Cast your burdens on the Lord. He careth for you. Just rest, that's where the rest to a Christian is. There's rest for the people of God. If his arms are under you, surely you can walk in rest. You can run and not be weary. You can rest. You can rest on him because he can hold you up. He undergirds you. He's everlasting. His arms are everlasting. Thank God they are. They're loving arms. Loving. Hallelujah. You know how you can tell? One way you can tell true religion, I call it religion, I'm just saying that as a word, but true salvation, the true people of God, Jesus said if you have love toward one another. You know what God is? He's a God of love. Those everlasting arms are love arms. You know what a little one wants to do? You know what he really wants to do? He's fearful, afraid, or hurt, or crying. He wants to get in his mama's arms. Amen. Or his daddy's arm, mostly his mama's. Yeah, he does. I'll never forget, I still got a bad scar on top of my head. I fell out of a truck on top of a bus bumper. I was probably about 5-6 years old. We had our jobs in. My job was to pull a corn back out the crib door. I couldn't, it wasn't big enough hard to throw it up in there, but she had something to do. And I got over balance and fell off on the bumper of the truck and busted in my head. Well, I had a bunch of stitches, but you know what I remember about it? My mama was crying worse than I was. And you know where I would have had my head lay in her lap and she had a back off or something on my head, squeezing the blood out of it. I can remember that. But you know what? She, you know why? She loved her. She loved her children. And you know what God does? He loves his youngins. And you know what I felt underneath? Arms. Loving arms. Eternal arms. Everlasting, not weak, but powerful arms. Providing arms. Providence. I could go on. Thinking about it. Purpose arms. Did you know what? God, you was born in this world. Probably people said, you was born on purpose. You born again on purpose. God's got a purpose for you. And them arms got a purpose under you. And it's eternal purpose. The purpose of God. And you know, the Bible said all things work together for them that love God and are called according to his what? Purpose. God saves us and calls us on purpose. I'm telling you, I didn't decide I was going to preach the gospel. It was a purpose of God. You didn't decide you're going to do what you're doing. God, in his purpose, had a purpose for you. He still got one. We're a purpose in our heart to fulfill the purpose of God. His arms are under us for a purpose. And the everlasting of God. Hey, there's enough in this book to make you shout. Amen. They are. Woo. This is an Old Testament. There's a lot of good in it. All through this book. Oh, what God gave Moses to tell him. He'll need his everlasting arms. Amen. Provisions. He's underneath us. He's going to provide for us. I was reading one time. This preacher, I can't even remember which one it was I was reading after. And there was another preacher come in. He was sort of reprimanding him a little bit because he'd taken some steps, and he had children's home. He said, I'm talking about years ago, 100 years ago. And they want all these programs back in. But anyway, he took a step, and this other preacher was telling him, said, you've got to be careful now because you'll have bills and meats you can't. And he was facing the next day a pretty good-sized debt or something, you know, that had to get paid. Well, guess what? And you listen to this. I know it's so, he wouldn't have told it. While he was talking to this preacher, and while this preacher was reprimanding, guess what happened? Somebody knocked on the door. He went to the door. Somebody gave him an envelope. And guess what was in that envelope, Brother Billy? Exactly the money he needed for the next day. Oh, you said, I don't believe that. God's not dead. Neither is he broke. He sure answered the prayer, and that happened many, many times. God is still on the throne. His everlasting arms are arms of love, arms of provision, arms, listen, that'll take care of you and bless you. If he said he blessed them. Amen. If you love the Lord God and all kinds of things, I'm telling you, he's a wonderful God. He'll supply your need according to his riches in glory. Amen. He'll do it. So what did he say? He said, everlasting arms. They're there. Thank God they're there. Where? Underneath us. What? Everlasting arms. When? Now and forever. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something about them arms beneath us. I've seen it in several, not just one. I've seen it in several. Them everlasting arms beneath a person when they're fixing to die. And when they did die. I've seen the love of God right there. I've seen it in my own family. Saw it in my son. Saw it in my wife. I've seen it in other ones. Everlasting arms. Lady sitting right back there, her husband. I saw her when he passed away. And you know what he was doing? You know what Tom was doing? Son, he was smiling. He didn't have his eyes open. I said, what are you looking at? He was just grinning. I know what he was looking at. He getting glimpses of glory. Hallelujah. So I want to say to you, when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and you must go through that shadow, I'm going to tell you, it's nothing but a shadow, and shadows don't harm me. You. Them everlasting arms will be there. Amen. I was reading another verse this week. I preach on it sometime, may not. I don't know. Where Peter, in the book of Acts, they had so much of the power of God on them. They even passing by is shadow. And the Lord was saying something to me. All of us have got a shadow. You cast in a shadow as you go. And his shadow just passing by, it was healing people. I said, God, we need some of your power flowing through our lives. It are shadows. But with that shadows, we'll have, it's an influence somewhere along life's journey. And through this life, we got a shadow that's shadowing over people. And God, help us to be a shadow that'll bless them. And be a blessing. And it will. If we've got them arms under us. It's good to have arms under you. Hallelujah. You know what? If you ever get down and can't get up, you appreciate someone helping you up. And it's so thankful to God that you got someone and is, listen, to go with us to help us. Amen? And that's the Lord, yeah. And he'll help us. What does he say in this verse? And we'll wind it up here. Let's see what he said. He said, he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall say, destroy them. God said, I'll cast the enemy out. And I'm going to tell you something. You know what our enemies are? World, flesh, and the devil. And God said he'd thrust them out. But he told us something. There's a word from God. There's a work of God. He's thrusted them out. But he said there's a work for you to do. You know what he said? You destroy it. I want to tell you something about sin. You can't pamper it. You can't play with it. You can't make it try to do a little better. It's got to be destroyed. It'll get you. It'll get me, it'll get you. It's got to be destroyed. But I want to thank God we got somebody to help us. That first verse I read, he's a helper right in the sky. He's got everlasting arms beneath us. And thank God he'll go with us even to the end of the world. Everlasting, God's our refuge. And everlasting arms is beneath us. I don't know about you. Oh, I sure can feel his love and his mercy. I'm so glad he's with me. He's right in the sky over me. And he's got his arm beneath me in the everlasting. Hallelujah. What joy. Would you say it with me this morning? What peace brings to our hearts and our lives. Hallelujah. What a Savior. What a God. He's good. Thank you, Jesus. God's a good God, isn't he? He's good. He's gracious. He's kind. Hallelujah. He's everlasting. And he's got some everlasting arms. Just remember, his arms don't get tired, neither do they get weak. Powerful. They're providing. Glory to God. What we got, Abel?